Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 81, and today is Friday, September 21st. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so it's a very exciting day. I have in my hand my iPhone 5, just got delivered about 10 o'clock Eastern, and couldn't be more excited about it. It is a beautiful device. I ended up getting a black one, which I think was a good choice, at least in the near term, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But today's show, I'm just going to talk about the iPhone 5. I'm going to talk about some of the sort of the functional parts of that and also just some of the things that it may impact you as a developer. So first impressions, it is thin, it is light, it is quite impressive. I mean, you kind of get the vibe, you know, when Johnny Ive says all those nice things about it, that it's going to be pretty fancy, and it's pretty fancy. I mean, the chamfered edge along the side is beautiful. It's a little less sharp compared to the iPhone 4, which is quite nice, which I wasn't expecting just in terms of it feels a bit more comfortable in a hand. It's light, fairly solid. I mean, if you don't have one coming today, definitely stop by an Apple store, pick one up. It's good to get a feel of it because it feels very different than the phone that you've had before, especially in terms of the screen size. I got a black one, and I think that was a good decision, at least in the near term, because letterboxed apps, you barely notice to some degree, because the letterboxing just disappears into the border on the top and bottom. If you got a white one, it'd probably be a bit more noticeable. Please don't let your letterbox apps exist in the store for very long, though. It's super easy to take care of for almost every application. I know if you have some super custom thing, you might have some trouble, but please, you know, take care of that. It's one of those funny things where you could, on one hand, you could say maybe there's going to be 10 million, 20 million iPhone 5s in the next couple months. But on the flip side of that, there's the people who are buying them are most excited about their technology that's in their hands. And, you know, compared to the whatever 300 million existing iOS devices. And so you want to get those excited people with their excited wallets into the App Store and buying your apps. And so you want to be optimized. You want to look great on the new iPhone. So it really shouldn't be too bad. Mostly it's just you take a default PNG of the new size, throw it into your application, and it'll start running in that mode. If you're doing something that's vertically scrolling, which it seems like 80% of iPhone apps do some kind of vertical scrolling, that's basically all you'll have to do. And the only changes I've had to make, for the most part, in like my audiobooks app, I had to make the settings screen and the player screen slightly different. The settings screen, I just turned into a table view. So it used to be a static list of options that you'd toggle. Now it's just a table view because that's better. It's more flexible down the road. And it also just made my transition much simpler. And the player screen, I just had to do a few tweaks, specifically around things where, like, I have an ad that scrolls in and out on the bottom, and I need to make sure it was actually the bottom and not what I used to think was the bottom, because I was lazy and just did, you know, 460 as the bounding height for the view. But otherwise, it's really not hard. Please do that. It's very straightforward. Apple's been very responsive about getting things turned around. I got all my apps approved. My last ones came this morning, which was a little later than I would have liked, but certainly nothing too bad. Let's see. Otherwise, performance is going to be a funny thing for this, because the iPhone 5's performance is so much faster than all the other devices. I mean, it is noticeable. The 4S, before, you know, I'd be like, oh, I remember when I got my 4S, I'm like, oh man, this is awesome. It's so fast. It's so great. But now I pick up my, you know, the 5, and it's like, oh, man, that 4S was slow. It was dog slow. So that's going to be kind of a funny thing, because from a performance perspective, actually, it was kind of a joke I made earlier the week. Was I had to do all my performance work on my weather app before today, because after today, I'm not going to be very motivated to do it, because I'm not going to be graded on it unless I use my old 4S a lot, because it's just not, I won't see it. I mean, my app launches, I spend a lot of time on my launch speed for my app, and it's basically instantaneous now. I mean, it on my 4S, I got it down to maybe like half a second, something like that, 0.34, I think, was the best run I ever had. And now it's probably, I haven't actually done my instrumentation to measure it, but it's probably, you know, it's less than a tenth of a second, where it's, at some point, you just stop noticing it. That said, obviously, I still want to be supportive of the older devices. I mean, the majority of my users aren't going to be on the iPhone 5 probably. And so I want to make sure I'm certainly working backwards on that. But it's a nice thing to know that maybe in a couple of years, it's like the classic thing of you keep kicking the can to some degree. But in a couple of years, if this is the base phone, if this is the new 4 in 2 years or 3 years, like, this is a great device for that, because basic operations just are instantaneous. Now, I'm sure you can do things to push the limits of that, but basic operations are just so much faster, and that's awesome. Let's see, the screen itself looks gorgeous. I think you're going to need as I'm looking at some of the stuff I'm doing, it's like I may need to work a little bit on some of my colors and things to make them really pop on the new screen, because it is just such a gorgeous sort of nicely sort of deep saturation levels, good solid blacks. There's even some of my font sizes and choicing I'm going to have to tweak a little bit because just the way it looks. Let's see. What else about the phone? And see, it's just a surprising thing. Like, I've had an iPhone in my pocket for a very long time, and I wasn't expecting to necessarily be surprised. I was expecting to like it, but it's surprisingly good. It feels good in my hand. I'm going to struggle a little bit with the reaching all the way to the top thing with the 16:9 screen. I think I'm going to get used to it. I've always had a little bit of a trouble with that. Like, it's just one of those, I don't have chalk and berry hands, so it's not like one of those, like, I need to. So as always, I think I've held it sort of slightly different anyway in terms of being able to reach the whole screen. And so it's not as big of a transition, but I'll definitely notice that. But overall, it's definitely a nice thing, and for most apps, I've really enjoyed the extra real estate so far, just in playing with it. In terms of I open up Instapaper, and it's not something like that where you're just trying to read content. You can just go an extra two or three lines before having to sort of flip to the next page, and so that's just awesome. Sound quality's great. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, that's most of what I was going to say about the phone itself. I mean, it's just a gorgeous thing. Definitely check it out if you aren't lucky enough to have one. Definitely go to the Apple Store and check one out and get one, or at least get one to hold on to, and so you can play with it and kind of get a good sense of it. Let's try to think. So some design considerations as a developer and what it means with a new phone. Some things you definitely are from now on. I'm increasingly. Increasingly nervous about where Apple's going in terms of the stability of screen sizes. And specifically, I'm thinking about the iPad. In terms of it's great that they've been so stable. It's been 1024 by 768 and 320 by 480 for years. And that's made life a lot really easy for us. And the problem is it's allowed us to be pretty lazy for a lot of things. I know I've done this a lot where you just hard code stuff, and other than handling rotation, you don't really have to worry about it. And there's this inkling that I have after seeing this that it wouldn't surprise me if at some point there's a version of the iPad that's 16:9. And maybe it's not the big one, or maybe it's, a new small one or a version of the iPad mini or something. But it feels nice. Like, there's a couple of things, like especially for things like reading, where it would work really well, and for movies, like, it fits. And so I'm definitely starting to think, and I think all the development I'd be doing forward, I'm going to make sure I'm very flexible in the vertical dimension. I think Apple is pretty safe, though they would only change one dimension of the thing. So if they were going to change the iPad, I think they'd likely make it would still be 768 as the narrow one, and then whatever 768 times 16:9 is, whatever that math works out to, in height. And so I'm not sure about that. Like, that's a wild speculation, but it's just the sort of the gut I'm getting, and something that I'm going to be keeping in the back of my mind that I want to be careful about. Other things that are more iOS, just generally iOS 6 related, smart app banners are now available in iOS 6. And this is one of my little pet peeves, so I'm just going to emphasize it here. I wrote a blog post. The show notes are there's a link in the show notes to my site. It takes like 2 minutes to implement this on your site. And smart app banners, in a nutshell, is a way that Apple is now sort of promoted and galvanized around. For if you want to create a link to your app on your website, this is how you do it. You add a little meta tag to the top of your HTML, and that's it. Apple takes care of the rest. It's this really smart, clever thing where if they have the app, it'll launch it. If they don't have the app, it'll show them the price and a buy button. If they already have bought it but haven't installed it, they get an install button. Like, it's great. It's exactly what you want. please do this. Anytime I see a pop-up now being like, hey, get our app, don't get our, you know, when I visit your website, I'm going to be very angry. I'm probably not going to install your app. And I'm probably just going to, you know, close the site and move on, because clearly you're not caring about me and my experience in the way that I'd like to be taken care of. Really, it takes 2 minutes just to do it. Don't forget about it. iOS 6 adoption is through the roof. I think the last I saw it was about 28%, about 48 hours in. So this is almost all your users are going to be on iOS 6, which means they'll have iOS app banners. So please do that as quickly as you can. Let's see other things. One last funny thing, of course, is the iPhone 5 is the first of the ARM V7S processors. Not too familiar with the exact low-level details of that. I believe it changes and improves some of the floating point operation stuff. I was looking at it a little bit, but I'm not a huge processor guy. But the kind of funny thing is what they've done, Apple's done, is now essentially the Xcode in its default state will only support ARM V7 and ARM V7S, which means you can no longer support the iPhone 3G or below. Natively, you can hack things around, you can use old versions of Xcode, but you cannot, in a supported fashion, build for both ARM V6 and ARM V7S, which is fine. In my experience, very few users are on the 3G anymore. There's going to be some. You're going to annoy some people, but just sort of embrace that and move on. And similarly, if you are a library provider, if you're someone who provides a sort of statically built frameworks or things for code, please rebuild your frameworks as soon as you can, because you get a compiler error and warning and things if you don't have an ARM V7S slice for the new iPhone in your framework. So that's kind of an important thing to do if you are one of those people. I ran into that first in one of the frameworks I'm using, and it's just kind of annoying. But anyway, that's it for today's show. I'll probably be picking up again in the next couple of shows talking about the weather app arc that I've been working through. I had some kind of fun things happen. Like yesterday, I finished my localization work, so I got my translations back from a service provider. I'm going to do an episode just walking through localization, how that works. I did a whole fun thing about accessibility in my weather app, where it does a bunch of I'm doing what I hope is smart accessibility rather than just doing the simple stuff of like displaying, you know, making sure that the label is set correctly. You know, it turns my phone into actually kind of more like a weatherman. Like you open it up and you swipe around and it's telling you things about the weather rather than just showing you what's on the screen. And a bunch of other things. The app's going well. I'm hoping to submit next Friday, so I've got about a week left of work. Though it's pretty much done, I'm just polishing, setting up beta testing, that kind of stuff. I'll be submitting next week, and then I'm happy to announce that I'll be targeting a October 17th release date, which I'm kind of excited about. So October 17th, circle that on your calendars. That's when I'll be launching my new weather app, to be named shortly as part of kind of the marketing buildup towards it. That's still, you know, about a month out, so I'm just, you know, it's a little while, and sort of at this point it's just little teasers here and there. But definitely stay tuned if you're interested in kind of how this whole process goes that, you know, I started talking about a couple weeks ago, and hopefully I'll be talking about as it goes down the road. All right, hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your iPhone 5s, either your own or your friends or the ones you can pick up at the Apple Store. It's always a fun time when we get new hardware. And otherwise, I hope you guys have some happy coding, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.